Do you like film? Do you like comedy? Do you like your childhood memories?
One more take?
Yeah.
Lewis and Pete's bad nostalgia film club.
Each episode sees comedian Lewis Charlesworth and Pete Phillipson revisit a classic childhood film through the eyes of an adult to see how messed up it truly is. Be it Back to the Future for its story of incest, Mrs. Doubtfire for its tale of the creepy cross-dressing father babysitter, or Home Alone with its sinister home invasion toddler torturer nightmare.
Bad nostalgia.
The Disney series.
You nearly did it.
I nearly did it.
But just I
didn't.
Stopped you.
I didn't. I
you
stopped.
Didn't. You're a pro.
I'm a pro now. I'm a pro now. Seven episodes in series three. Now I finally know what I'm doing. But I'm going off the I'm off the desk next time for the next series because Michelle's going to come in. She's going to resume her driving of the show, and it's just going to be better for it. Really, it's going to improve.
I'm a bit emotional, mate. The end of another series.
I can't believe it. Can you? I
know three series.
That is pretty impressive. Do you know how many episodes we've got now? We've got 18 episodes now.
That's 18 hours.
18 hours
of
recorded.
Gold. Yeah. That's 18 hours of gold.
And don't forget the lost episodes.
Yeah.
Well. That's 20 in total.
18 hours of gold minus Willow and E.T.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Don't do yourself over with it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Don't do yourself
even
over
Wood, like Woody Allen's even had a couple of stinkers, hasn't
well,
he?
More than a couple, right?
It's yeah, yeah.
Bloody Fieldsworth.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's been a great roller coaster. And this series in particular, I think we're getting stronger and more confident with the structure and the formula, and we've found interesting insights into the background, and we've been contextualizing the films really beautifully, as well, of course, of being absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just been an all round show, hasn't it?
And making those discoveries ourselves of how inappropriate and fucked up these films are.
Yeah.
Which is what the show is all about.
Totally.
Yeah, man.
It's just been such a voyage of self-discovery. Like,
yeah,
we're trying to be funny. That's why we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've just revisited so many films, and I've just seen so many things that I've never seen before in all of these things. And it's made me really reappreciate Disney all over again.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think... I got a bit snobby when it came to films, animation films and stuff like that. I was like, well, that was for that certain period in my life, and it's for kids, and I'll pass it down to my kids, but I'll press play, and then I'll fuck off and go and have a gin somewhere.
Yeah,
but now,
yeah.
No, I'm still going to be drinking the gin, but I'll be drinking it whilst watching the films with the kids, because there's so much in these films.
So well-crafted, aren't they?
So beautifully crafted, and the old-school animation is just so easy to appreciate.
Yeah.
You can really see the craft, like you say, that's gone into it.
Yeah.
You just know that every single person coloured a little bit in there, and then that person is responsible for that, and there's a whole team behind that, and there's a person who writes loads of racist subtext over there, and it's just like all this gorgeous stuff goes on, doesn't it? I mean, Pete, have you really got a lot out of this series in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. Just the fact, just watching these cartoons, and the research as well of finding out what was going on at the time and everything surrounded it. There was wars going on.
Yes.
There was Nazis.
Yes.
There was Hitler.
Yes.
That was happening.
Civil rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the first interracial animation kiss of all time. I almost said animatronic kiss. First interracial animatronic robot human android kiss.
And the fact they were based on real events, real stories, loosely based, like Pocahontas, for example.
It wasn't just like Hans Christian Andersen weird fucked up tales. It's like actually use real life history and mythology and then put it into a kid's film. It's just so weird, all under the Disney banner. But it all kind of, it's all cohesive, it all congeals as the same, like it's coming from the same place, but the different sources that created these films come from so many different places.
It's
a tribute to Disney and the team behind it, that they do have come up with this very unrecognisable brand, even though they're all coming from these different places. It's very interesting.
And do you know what's weird as well? Like, the films that we've done that are a lot older, like Pinocchio and Snow White, which is what we're doing tonight.
That's what we're doing today. Hello, people. We're just rambling, aren't we?
We are, mate,
talking. We're just loving each other with words. Well, let's contextualise. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, I thought all Disney films, all Disney cartoons, were made from basically just when I was a kid. Right. I didn't know about the Renaissance period.
Right.
The Disney that you love the Disney Renaissance that Disney you love that you love to throw in. I thought they were just all made in the 90s.
Yeah. No, me too.
Do you know what I mean?
Me
Which
too.
Is really, really, really strange.
Yeah.
Like, that's because
kiddies, this month Pinocchio has been invented.
Yeah,
Now it's March, Snow White.
Yeah.
You just because you think the whole world revolves around your
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. You have no idea what's going on.
We're getting dead nostalgic already, but that's what the show is, isn't it?
Yes, mate.
Bad
it is.
Nostalgia at bad nostalgia. Bad nostalgia on Podomatic, bad nostalgia on iTunes, bad nostalgia on Facebook. We've got a lovely group. It's growing.
It is growing.
Now, can we? We have to keep going with this now, don't we?
It's great. You've been relentless, mate. There's no wonder it's growing.
I know. It really has dominated my life. I need a break, to be honest. I'm glad it's the end, to be honest.
Like it on Facebook. Like it on Podomatic. Like it on iTunes. Like it on Twitter. Yeah. Like it!
I want a T-shirt. I swear down everyone. I texted Pete about 2 hours ago saying, Pete, I've just thought of an idea. Business cards. BN business cards. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Just fanning them. Just making it rain with business cards.
Just sticking them to the wall. Yeah. Sticking them to the lampshades. I'm doing it. I may. Every time I meet a person, I just want to give them a card. Because I'm like, this will enrich your life. I'm not sucking my own penis in front of people. I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything like this, and everyone can relate to it. Everyone saw these bloody films.
I've just got this vision of these two people, just these two like young girls on a bus in Ramsbottom talking about podcasts, and you just pop up in between them like, hello, just hand them a card and just fuck off. You just disappear.
Oh, what's that card that's been dropped in your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Definitely. Right, so let's get on with things anyway. This has been nice. I've been a bit wired, mate, I'll be honest with you. I'm very excited because we've not even contextualised, have we? We've not told them where we're coming from with this episode.
I know. I feel like it's like the last day. You know, when it's the last day of school and we're all getting a bit overexcited.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I feel like.
Do you know what I can do to actually trump that for you and really bring it to the fore? All
what?
That feeling of excitement. I can do this. Put on some exciting music.
Oh.
Because I think it's appropriate for whilst we tell people what this episode's all about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a bit of Inception background music, completely inappropriate.
Inception.
Inception. Do you remember that Disney film, Inception, kids? 1938. No. This episode, people, is a special episode. It is the denouement, shall we say. It's the absolute ultimate, just bloody conclusion to everything we've been talking about and thinking about, writing about, speaking about over the past 7 episodes. In this episode, the final one of the Disney series, we will be talking about Snow White. But not only that, baby, we will be doing a full assessment of all the films we have watched in this series thus far. We've had Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, Pinocchio, Pocahontas, The Jungle Book, and now finally, Snow White. We will be assessing which is the most fucked up song of the whole series. Stay with us, people. Stay tuned. Now, let's talk about background nostalgia reasons. Did you like that? I wanted to use extra dramatic license.
I think you achieved that.
Did I think I did it?
I didn't know if you were trying to create sort of like a terrifying sort of vibe or a sexual one.
Yes.
what was it?
All of that.
Because you were rubbing your knees heavy breathing.
I was, yeah. I started out as like trying to create a nice kind of trailer feel to build up the excitement.
Yeah,
scare
yeah.
them a bit, you know. But then I got so into it, I scared myself hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I did the
I think maybe the listeners probably found it scary, but because I could see you rubbing your knees,
yeah.
and because you're a camp man from Bolton, and I could see
camp
your
Browner.
I can just see your well, that's, well, you know, that's irrelevant, because yeah. I can see your face getting all animated when you
oh,
do it.
I was getting into it. I'm just,
you
really
were,
excited.
Mate.
I love putting all these little figures together. We've got a little league table. Oh, what's that? I can hear a bit of background nostalgia music because we're getting back onto the structure. Let's
yes.
talk about Snow White.
Okay.
What do you remember?
What do I remember? I don't remember
do
anything.
Do you remember anything?
No, I don't. I remember that I used to watch it, but I can't. I genuinely... It was nothing like The Jungle
Book. I remember less than I remember of Pinocchio. And I, like, the memories were really instinctive and only just in my conscious brain. With this, it wasn't even... it's like it wasn't even really coming back to me as I was watching it.
Nothing did for me at all.
Yeah.
It was really, really strange.
Only certain, like, oblique things were coming to me. Like, I saw the Ice Queen, the Evil Queen, and I just had a weird, uncanny vibe, like, oh, I know you from somewhere before. Because I think I had a crush on her.
You always get aroused, mate, by the evil sort of older female characters. Yeah.
I think it's the tension. I think it's the threat.
Yeah.
I think it just would make for a better sexual partner.
Because you liked Ursula.
Ursula. Over Little Mermaid any day, mate. At least Ursula's got tentacles. She could do something with them sexually.
Ursula's like she's like a retired jazz singer that's like just let it all go. That's what you're into. Yeah,
not a little ginger girl. I'm not into that. Seashells and tits. not my bag, mate. But anyway, seashells and tits. Let's get back to Snow White.
Yeah, and the Seven Dwarves. Let's not forget.
Yeah, that's the full title. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they're one of the most iconic, most memorable and everlasting things about Snow White, isn't it? Is the Seven Dwarves.
Do you know what? The only thing... this is really weird. The only thing I can kind of remember... when I was a kid, I thought a dwarf was a man who lived in the woods and had a beard. I didn't think it was anything to do with being small. I just thought these were dwarves that just were small.
Or like some sort of physical disability in some sort of way. You didn't think it was tied to dwarfism?
No, I thought a dwarf was just a man... And Did you think
it was a mystical creature?
No, I just thought it was a man with a beard that lived in the woods and chopped down trees. I thought a dwarf was a lumberjack, basically.
So up until the age of, like, what, 15, if someone said dwarf...
Not 15!
If someone said dwarf, you were like, oh, right, in the woods, knocking down the trees and whistling. You would literally have thought that's what they were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I didn't think it had anything to do with being small.
Yeah.
With being a small person. No, I thought it was basically just a lumberjack.
Right. Well, I think this touches upon why this film is so messed up in some ways, because that kind of mystical, weird man in the forest has actually filtered through into people's general understanding of what a dwarf person is.
Exactly,
if you're a child from a certain period. It's like you had to get to the age of, you know, in your case, 15, 16, where you could finally shake off that preconception you had. And then I suppose that's a Lincolnshire thing, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, well, it all stems from coming from Lincolnshire. I've had a very, very sheltered...
Well, we all know that.
Sheltered life. I mean, I even suggested, didn't I, in the Lion King episode, that it might be inherent to your roots, being a young black man.
Well, that's what really exposed it more than anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Backwards kind of prejudiced mind. Really.
Yeah.
But it's innocent. It's endearing, if anything.
Well, it is to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that's a nice trip down memory lane for us, wasn't it? Okay, have you got anything else to bring to the table nostalgia-wise?
No, mate, there's nothing.
Okay, let's move things along then. It's already 17 minutes past 9. So let's play it out and let's have a little nice trailer from the original first ever Disney film, which is why we're doing it in the final episode of the Disney series. We're coming full circle now, baby. Even pre-World War II, 1930 bloody 7, all right? When Hitler was actually all right back then, right? Good. So here we go, the original Snow White trailer.
We're going out with a bang.
Original Snow White trailer, let's play it, people, and we'll see you soon.
The picture that every newspaper and magazine critic is raving about. Hear what the usually hard-boiled reviewer of Time magazine says. Snow White is as exciting as a Western. As funny as a haywire comedy. It combines the classic idiom of folklore drama with rollicking comic strip humor. It is an authentic masterpiece. More than 250,000 paintings like these were created by Walt Disney and his staff of artists to make the most daring adventure in the history of motion pictures. With new and amazing characters, Snow White, warm, human, the lovable Seven Dwarfs. But let Walt Disney tell you about them himself.
Dwarfs' names fit their personalities. This pompous-looking individual is Doc, the self-appointed leader of the group. And this little fellow is bashful. He's secretly in love with Snow White. And this funny face is Sneezy. He has hay fever. And old Droopy Eyes is called Sleepy. And Happy here with the beaming smile. And old Sourpuss here is Grumpy, the woman-hater. And last but not least is Dopey. He's nice, but sort of silly.
every time I'm transported when I hear that stuff. It's just got such a lovely vintage vibe about it. What were you saying about it? Like, everyone puts on a certain voice.
Yeah, why does everyone I'm from the 1930s, so this is how I speak. Everything. Everything sounds like I'm reading the news.
But I've got... I
get home and I go, hello, Barbara, would you like to make love? Yes. Again. Yes. Yes. That's it. That's the spot. Lovely.
I think, though, it's because back then it was a bit of a novelty. If you were on the public broadcaster, it had just been invented. The media was a really new thing, so it felt really extra, extra special to anyone who was in that world. So whenever they were about to use their voice, they would have to put on their best voice they could ever possibly do. And it's kind of like they were really brushing up to try and sound as professional and as manufactured as possible. So I think that's... I don't know, something to do with that.
And it must have been for the whole family then. Because kids, you know, like, the that's not appealing to a kid. That's not appealing to a kid, is it?
No.
Hearing someone, like, you're watching
like
a trailer.
With a spoon up his ass.
Yeah. You're watching a trailer for a Disney film. You don't want someone talking like that, do you? that's not selling it to kids, is it?
I would have a good time.
No.
I don't want to be monitored by...
This is a fantastic, fun family film.
Watch it. Enjoy it.
Look at my face.
Look at the little man. Yeah. Right, okay, so we've got the film. Here we go, Pete. Here we go. Didn't you say... You said you didn't have that many notes for this one, do you reckon? Were you a bit thin on the ground for it?
I was a bit thin on the ground, mate.
Because I made the most notes I've ever made.
Jungle Book was the one...
Was that the biggie for you?
Yeah, that was the biggie last week, but this, I kind of...
I'm telling you, mate, when we get talking, I'm going to be teasing things out of you.
Yeah, I think you will.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so do you want to...
I'll kick things... Do you want to do the synopsis?
I'll do it. Do you want me to do it? I'll do it.
I think I did it last week.
Yeah, you did it the last two or three times.
Yeah.
To be honest.
You are running the show, so yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You're taking a bit of pressure off me. Appreciate it, mate.
Yeah.
But I'll do the synopsis. Well, it's very standard, this one, anyway. It's very concise. It's basically... I can see myself getting bogged down now.
I'm just going to go make a cup of tea, I think.
I'm going to try and be really concise, because everyone fucking knows it, right? Let's just stop wasting time. There's an evil witch woman who's beautiful. She wants to be the most beautiful in the world. Her stepdaughter is more beautiful, so she banishes her away and says, just be a maid, all right? And then she goes to the mirror and says, who's the most beautiful woman in the world? Then the mirror says, Snow White is, not you. And she's like, fuck, I need to kill her. So she hires a hunter to cut out her heart and bring it back to her so he can prove that she killed her. He doesn't kill her. He takes pity on her. She runs off. Finds some dwarves, lives with them, looks after them. Then the old woman realises that Snow White hasn't been killed, goes after her in the guise as an old woman, gives her a poisonous apple. Snow White eats said poisonous apple, actually dies. And then the dwarves chase the old woman up a mountain. She falls, dies. And then Prince Charming randomly pops up and kisses Snow White, which brings her back to life, and they ride off into the sunset. What's wrong with that? Why
I think that was great. It's just when you went, Snow White eats said apple.
I think I was having a bit of a brain fart.
Said apple.
I was on such a roll that I was like, oh, there was a gap where I would have said, and I just ended up having to fill it with said.
It's because what you were talking about, you were doing it so logically.
Yeah.
It was like it always is. It's admin, this bit.
Yeah.
And it's just the way you were like, when someone says like said, you expect them to go, so I gave him the said document. With you, like, so she gave her the said poisonous apple.
Yeah, I know. It got me through, mate.
Mate, perfect.
It facilitated.
Perfect. We can have fun now.
Yeah, we can have fun now. Right, so, let's deconstruct the shit out of this baby now, please. Yeah. Do you want to kick this mother off, mate?
Yes, mate.
What have you got? Opening, as early as possible.
Just a horrible beginning. It reminded me, I've mentioned this before, that horrible sort of wartime music that you see at the start of 1930s. Like, it reminds me of The Green Mile and The Shawshank Redemption. You know that music and just a list of names. And there's so many fucking people involved in this film. Mm-hmm. I felt it was more like just a list of names of people that were going to, like, die in the war.
Right.
Or that had died in the war.
Very downbeat opening.
Yeah. It's like, these are hard times. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So really, really just not a good vibe to start off with.
Right,
I didn't find it magical.
You didn't find that magic of sweeping you up straight off like Lion King style?
No, not
maybe
at all.
Maybe because it was the first ever Disney film. They just needed to start somewhere. And they were like, everyone... I think it was the biggest box office film of all time at the time and the most expensive. And it was revolutionary because no one ever done a full-length Disney film before. So I think they were like, they could just play the cards however they wanted
to.
And everyone would be there. They knew they would sell it out. So, like, just start it like that.
Yeah.
And there you fucking go. Yeah, cemetery. Opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've got this mythology at the beginning that opens and establishes the context of the whole story. And we've got that story, which we take for granted now, about the queen wants to be the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
And doesn't want there to be anyone rivaling her beauty. Now, all of this, right, we can pick a lot apart with this.
Yeah.
This is messed to the max.
Yeah.
Why does this queen worry so much about her looks? She's in a big abandoned castle on her own. Why does she give a shit if she looks like fucking Vanessa Feltz or Pamela Anderson? Like, no one's gonna see her apart from her mirror, which is just her and some weird face in the middle of it.
The mirror's the
mirror's a slave, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Trapped in the mirror. And she gives a shit about being the most beautiful woman in the world. She's the only, but she doesn't speak to anyone. Why does she give a shit if she's the most beautiful woman in the world? And then you've got this beauty. Like, the woman's value is measured in how beautiful she is. Nothing that's on the inside. It's all beauty, beauty, beauty.
Yeah.
You're supposed to like Snow White because she's beautiful. This woman, the queen, wants to be beautiful. And it's just like, all the value is based on that.
Yeah.
And why is the mirror the authority on who's beautiful?
Just fucking lie, mate. Do you know what I mean?
What's wrong with... She asks him. Why ask him? Beauty is subjective.
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares what he thinks about it? Why is he an authority on beauty? Who is he? Gokwan? Is he gives a shit what he thinks about it.
I think you're the fairest of them all. Why is he? He's a slave, though, the mirror. That's the thing.
He's not got a backstory, has
he? I thought it was a talking mirror, but isn't it a slave inside a mirror?
In some of the writings I've read, it says it's
a slave. So what? Did she, like buy him at an auction or something and then just put him in the mirror? Because he's a pretty shit slave, really, isn't he? Because you expect a slave to do whatever you want, not for someone to go, who's the fittest in the kingdom? It's not you, love, sorry.
As far as slaves go, he's got it quite easy, to be honest.
He has,
Slaves, like, build that house naked. This one, do I look fit? Yeah. Cheers. Right.
They can't whip him because he's in a mirror.
Yeah, so, and then you've got the skin as white as snow, so dodgy. It's like this dangerous idea about whiteness being synonymous with beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a horrible thing that's been around for as long as you can remember. Who's the whitest vis-a-vis? Who's the fittest? White equals beauty. Whitest. Her skin is the whitest snow. She's the whitest one. You got it even now, and today you've got skin whitening products for all the black women in Africa. It's like white equals beauty, and you see like Beyonce being whitened up in all these advertising campaigns and stuff. It's a dangerous thing, and this is where it started in places like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
is Snow White the Queen's stepdaughter?
Snow White the Queen? Yeah, yeah, she is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the prince falls in love with Snow White. So isn't the prince the queen's son? So he's fallen in love with his stepsister?
Isn't he a prince of a different kingdom?
Well, you only have one prince in a kingdom, don't you?
But isn't there, like... Aren't they, like, say, in Germany, and he's from, like, Czechoslovakia or something? Which doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know, but we don't hear anything about...
He's very vague, isn't he?
Yeah.
Weird character.
And he's a bit fucking clingy, isn't he?
Yeah. He's very clingy. There's just a couple more things with this white thing. I'm sorry, I've really not done it enough yet.
Go on. Right.
You've got this kind of skin is white as snow. I mean, it's very dangerous for little kids to kind of watch this kind of stuff. Like, particularly with Snow White, which is such a massively iconic kind of thing for little kids to watch and put on plays and like the productions. You see loads of Snow White productions everywhere. I've got a little cousin, like, I'm a brown gentleman, my little cousin's mixed race kid as well.
Yeah.
She's got dark skin and everything. She was cast as Snow White. And it's like, well, how does that work? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the beigest of them? How does that work? It's so inherent to the character.
Who's the beigest of them all?
The beigest of them. Let's be accurate now. How is that going to work? It's about the skin. And it's just this uniform idea of beauty. It's just that it's dangerous for little kids to watch and grow up with this idea of being conditioned to white is beauty, the whiteness. Like, I had it, and I had to shake it off. This is why I didn't realise until I was about 15 that my idea of beauty is actually a very dark-skinned BBW. But I wouldn't have known that. It took me ages to shake off this thing I was being conditioned to like. Which
did you ever white up?
Thin, very skin. Sorry?
Did you ever white up?
Did I ever white up?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I thought that was...
Yeah. You didn't ever go to that... That
didn't
lens
go to that lens.
No. Oh, right, okay.
That would have been really, really scary. Turn up at school. Hiya! Talcum powder! Right?
Don't sneeze.
Don't sneeze, yeah. So have you got anything else for this, the opening section before things get going? You've got Prince Charming comes on the scene, who's a bit traditional, if I may say.
Yeah.
For a Disney leading man. He's a very presumptuous man, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. They meet, she basically runs away. He goes after her.
He just turns up and starts singing at her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's it. I'm going to get laid.
It's like I've found my true love. It's like, mate, she's just run away from you. Like, yeah. To the top of the castle.
Yeah.
She's terrified.
She's absolutely terrified, isn't she?
She's 14 years old as well.
Is she?
Yeah, that's how old Snow White's meant to be.
Okay. And then in classic Disney style, she's like, no, I'm running away. You stop it, man. I'm an independent woman.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And she's like, oh, give it a second. And then looks out and goes, like, does his little girly giggle. She's like, oh, I do actually fancy him.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
The absolute ultimate epitome of my aspirations.
Exactly.
To have him sing at me.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we go. And then she gets banished.
That is so dark.
The fact that the queen wants her heart cut out, not only killed,
yeah,
just for being pretty,
yeah,
when she's living in the castle on her own, no relevance to her, but she doesn't just want to be banished, she wants to kill her.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only does she want to kill her, she wants the hunter to get her heart in a kid's film. And bring it back as proof.
Yeah, yeah.
How is the heart proof? You can't fingerprint a heart.
I know.
That's just relentless.
And what he actually does, he ends up getting a pig's heart, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And I found that
well,
really...
that's tasteless as well.
Well, yeah, I found that really creepy. I mean, I know it's a cartoon, but I was just sat there thinking, like, imagining that it was real, thinking, like, at some point during this film where Snow White's just, like, playing with the dwarves and everything, he's gone and found a fucking pig and just fucking murdered it and cut its fucking heart out.
And this is in a Disney film where animals are just animals. They're,
yeah, where,
like,
they talk.
Real people who have, like, feelings and are really intelligent and they talk and they're cute. It's like having Porky Pig in the back. Kind of rip his heart out.
Why, hello, Mr. Huntsman. How are you?
I just turned him into Queen Latifah for some reason. So also with the Huntsman thing as well, she's like, bring me her heart, mate. This is a kid's film. Why the heart? There are so many other ways that he can prove that he's killed her. And why does she even have to kill her? It's like, I mean, he could have brought back a strand of hair or a toe, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have to rip her heart out. He didn't even need to kill her. All she needed to say was, bring back her nose.
Yeah.
Because... mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most beautiful of them all? It's not going to be the girl with a missing nose, is it?
Yeah.
She'll still be alive, but with a missing fucking nose.
Or why doesn't she just keep her there at the palace, shave her head, and just take her to Greg's every day and get her really fat?
Yeah, put her in a shell suit.
Yeah, yeah.
Reduced from number one fittest to number 608 shell suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Make her go hang out in Bolton, get like a gruff Bolton accent as well.
Yeah.
Not that that's unattractive.
No, no, it's this. Oh, no, she'd go back up a few for that. Down to 602, she had that accent, right? But no, send her out. Make her go to Icon Diva and have like a double wicked kind of WKD kind of big shots and a woo-woo and do that on that diet for like every night for 3 weeks. Then she'll be slipping right down, won't she?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Obviously harder to maintain than just ripping out her heart. But
killing her, it's so dark as well. Like, there's this bit, it's this really dark bit in the film where she's picking flowers and the huntsman's just there watching her. Like, in the background. Oh. Did you see that bit?
No, I didn't see that bit.
Oh, mate, it's
sinister,
absolutely
man.
Horrible.
Sinister. Right, okay, and then she escapes and he takes pity on her. Oh, thanks, a little bit of relief.
Yeah.
And then she runs off. And then she just quickly turns into the most optimistic squatter I've ever seen. She's like, oh, I've lost everything. Oh, this house looks nice. And then she just opens the door. Oh, I think I'll walk in. And she's like, oh, it's a bit dirty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, love, do you realise what's just happened to you?
Yeah.
She tried to cut out your heart. And now you're just doing, like, some sort of fucking house makeover. You're, like, in some sort of reality TV show, Channel 4. She's just like, oh, no, sweep that place up, babes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She just kind of walks around, and then she's, like, she's so on PC, isn't she? Because she sees all these little beds. She does everything but concludes that they might be men who have dwarfism. She's like, Oh, they must be little children.
Yeah.
Oh, who don't have parents. Oh, they must be orphan little children. She qualifies it in all these ridiculous ways. Like, love, clearly they're dwarves. And they need a mother as well. I'll be the mother. And then she sees that they are dwarf. They're grown-up men, but who are just small. And she's like, oh, you do need a mother because you're just small men. She still thinks they need mothering because they're small. She
still thinks they're orphans.
Yeah. So then she just starts cleaning the house without really asking. She's just like, can I just... I'm staying here now, guys. You need a woman's touch. I'll clean the house up for you. I'll look after you because you're dwarves. You know, you're a bit inadequate, aren't you? And then you've got Grumpy, who's the only one who questions it. I actually side with Grumpy at this point.
I started to think, like... after when she goes into the house and like befriends all the dwarfs and everything, I actually thought, I wish the huntsman would have killed her, because her voice is so fucking annoying.
I forgot
it's
how annoying
so shrill
was.
I was like, yeah, carve out a heart and take it back to the queen. She's so annoying.
Carve out a vocal cords first.
Yeah,
don't do it to our listeners, mate.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm totally with you on that. It was really, oh, it just went right through me.
Yeah.
So they take her in, and then you've got Grumpy, and I totally side with him because he's like,
because he's sexist.
What,
women. That's all he does.
All the other dwarves are like, yeah, this is great. We've got a woman. She's going to look after us. And he's like, no. What? Hey, we were fine as we were. We were making shitloads of all this mining business that we've got on the side in our house. We live how we want. We're lads. It's a bachelor pad. She's coming in. She's taking over. She's trying to tell us what to do because she's taller than us, and we're just not supposed to accept it. She can fuck off. And the way she cleans the house is so unhygienic. Did you see what happened in that bit?
No, I don't think so.
Before they turned up, right? She cleans the house with all the animals in the forest, doesn't she? So you've got, I was watching this.
Oh, yeah, they're all licking the...
They're licking, you've got deers licking the plates, squirrels washing the bowls with their arses, right? So you've got, like, in a little bit of a clip that's not in the film, you've got, like, the dwarves eating off the plates, and, like, is it me, or does this plate smell like deer saliva? Like, it's really unhygienic. So I'm not surprised that Grumpy's like, oh, what the fuck is she all doing all about? Grumpy doesn't need to be called Grumpy. He's not Grumpy. He's just reasonable,
isn't it? He's a realist, yeah.
It should be sleepy, dopey, bashful, dark, happy, sneezy, and prudent.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah.
Not grumpy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a realist.
Also, like, you know, Doc.
Yeah.
Is he a doctor?
I don't know why he's called Doc.
Because
he's got the authority of a doctor, isn't he?
Because it's a bit of an insult to like all the others, because they're all just defined by just a characteristic, and Doc's actually got like a medical qualification. Do you know what I mean? Which makes me think, like, if they are actually... Does she still think they're actually orphans?
I don't know. I think she made up that reason and kind of stuck to it, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Because they're small.
Yeah. Because what's she thinking... Like, what is she thinking in her head? Like, are they orphans? Were they banished because they had no skills whatsoever?
Yeah.
Like, because you've got Doc, and the rest of them are just, like, a bunch of lunatics. That's it. Like, you've got one that's technically just always on Prozac, one's got depression, one's thick as shit, one's a lazy bastard, and one's got bad allergies. But this one, he's a doctor.
He just looks after the...
Yeah.
Do you want to do your song Is Fucked Up, by the way? Because it's the Hey Ho song, and we're talking about the dwarves at the moment.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time for it, mate.
Let's go for
it,
mate.
Wait. Right, let's do this, baby. You know what time it is for.
That song is fucked up. That song is fucked up. That song is fucked up. That song is fucked up.
Right, Pete, so hit us with it, please.
So, I'm going to be talking about the Hi Ho song.
Of course, the classic.
The classic.
Thank you.
Now, this song. Now, I researched Hi Ho.
What do you mean, Hi Ho, the song?
Just the words.
The words,
Hi Ho.
Okay.
Now, I got this off the internet, Wikipedia, reliable. So, Hi Ho was first recorded in 1553 and is defined as an expression of yawning, sighing, weariness, and disappointment.
Right.
So, really, when you think about it, when you listen to the song, they're saying Hi Ho, but what they really mean is, oh no.
Right.
That's what they mean. It's actually got a real, like, darker
it's
tone
a sound
to it.
Of depression and disappointment.
Yeah, that's what it means, right. Hi-ho. And what they're talking about is just working all the time. When you strip back the really chirpy melody of the song and just speak the lyrics
right.
and also replace the hi-ho with oh-no, It's really grim, mate. It's a horrible life that they lead. It's really, really grim.
Go further than that. Replace "oh no" with "fuck this."
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to do. Right, okay. So, fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck this. Right. We dig, 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 dig in our mine the whole day through. To dig, 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 dig is what we like to do. It ain't no trick to get rich quick. Rich, there's seven of you sharing a fucking bedroom in a cottage in the middle of the woods. If you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick in a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine where a million diamonds shine. I don't know about you, mate, but I ain't seeing any fucking diamonds. We dig, 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 dig from early morning till night. We dig, 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 dig up everything in sight. We dig up diamonds by the score, 1,000 rubies, sometimes more, but we don't know what we dig them for. African warlords, anyone? Fuck's that all about?
After all that, they don't know why they're
yeah,
digging.
They're not seeing any of the money, mate.
They've just got mad.
They're just fucking digging. They don't know what we're digging for. There's just some dodgy fucking, like, African warlord that shows up that wants diamonds. That's what it is. We dig, 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 dig. Fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck this. It's home from work we go. Fuck this. Do you know what the mess...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you know what the messed up thing as well is? They're saying hi-ho, like, oh, no, it's home from work we go. They're saying, oh, no, about going home. They're actually happier when they're at work, when they're in this fucking hellhole. That's what they're saying. Yeah, yeah. They're saying that they're happier just working and just working, working, working. What's that? Oh, 1937, Nazi propaganda on its way.
Perfectly. Thank you very much. That was absolutely spectacular. We need to hear it right now.
If you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine.
Where a million diamonds shine.
We dig, 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 dig from early on till night. We dig, 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 dig up everything in sight.
We dig up diamond piles more.
1,000 rubies, sometimes more.
But we don't know what we dig them for.
We dig, 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 dig.
Bye.
dig, 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 dig. Fuck this. Hey, that was your absolute crowning moment. I absolutely loved that. I can't wait to listen back to it because I'm such a big fan of our own show, as everybody knows. Good. We haven't mentioned Gavin yet, have we?
Gav. We haven't.
Hi.
Cheers, Gav.
Cheers, Gav. Let's keep moving along. I've still got a few points, actually. I mean, we've been talking about the dwarves, but we haven't actually picked up on Dopey yet. Dopey.
Mate, is he Dopey?
Dopey. That is a derogatory term for someone who's slow of the mind, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I thought...
Surely.
I thought it was
He's a dumb mute.
Yeah, because he's like... He's got his tongue out at some points in the film, and he's just like... He has a fit at one point while he's sleeping.
He oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And they make him do all the dangerous shit. It's like they don't treat him nicely because he's... fair enough, you can represent a dumb mute in something, but they treat him like shit. When they think Snow White is some murderer, then they're like... They see that the house has been tied, and they're like, oh, he's tied to the house, we need to kill whatever it is. And they're like, Dopey, you go first because you're the dope, aren't you? You're the fucking slow one. You go first because, you know, if you die, then we won't really miss
you.
Because we'll just be fucking happy that we don't need to mop up your saliva anyway.
And also, I'm jumping ahead a bit here, it's trivia, but Dopey is the only one that the dwarves call by his name, Dopey.
Is he?
Yeah, there's never another point in the film where, you know, Happy goes to Grumpy, or he Grumpy. Right. Because it's offensive, really. If someone's calling you Sneezy, or Grumpy, or just, you know, defining you by one characteristic, it's offensive.
And they don't mind. They don't.
Yeah. They're all like, it's all pretty much like negative, like characteristics, apart from Doc. But they're saying it to Dopey, obviously, because he can't respond with a witty response.
No, because like, can he's he? A dumb,
yeah. They're basically saying, "Oi, Spaz."
Spaz, you go there first. You go first.
Yeah. We can call it. We can call him Spaz all day because he don't mind.
He don't mind. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Go. You do it. No one.
Yeah, you do it, Grumpy. Don't fucking call me Grumpy. That's offensive.
Right. So that puts me onto this other point as well. What's going on? But with these dwarves, I know we've spent a lot of time in the dwarves, and we're going to move on off from it in a second. But what's going on? Why do they live together? Why do seven dwarves men live together in a commune for dwarves? I mean, in the forest as well. Have they been marginalised? They've had to escape the world of people who aren't dwarves, and they've had to find other people of their kind because of all the prejudice. I mean, what's going on there? There's some, and they've all got massive bulbous noses, like big old man alcoholic noses.
Alcoholics, yeah.
And they all is like a depraved, like young men's borstal type alcoholic, Salvation Army type place where they're all just trying to keep each other going. And the names of them as well, they're all like, you've got Sleepy, Happy, Dopey, Grumpy. That's all symptomatic of being pissed, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're either Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Dopey.
I think Bashful's the king piss head because he's got the reddest face.
He's got the reddest face?
Yeah.
Like you do when you drink loads of gin or whatever. You get a really
that's
red face.
Salvation Army comment. That's just... I'm going off topic a bit here, but this is exactly the kind of places me and Lewis gig. We do stand
pretty
up.
Much.
Salvation Army.
Yeah, they are our audience.
Long live Agraman.
Right. So let's keep things going, and they go back out to dig a bit more, and Snow White, she stays at home to kind of look after the house and tidy things up with the
because that's her role now.
Yeah, she's just licking the place clean, literally.
Yeah,
and that's her role. Yeah, of course.
Well, there's a bit where they're debating whether to keep her in the house, and she goes, "I can cook," and then they all go, "She stays."
Yeah.
As soon as she can
nice
say she can cook.
Progressive female role for the house there, beautiful.
Do you know what I think?
What, mate?
I'm going to try and explain this carefully.
Please do. Like, don't be offensive. We're not offensive.
But do you think in a way they made them dwarves? Because it's people associate, they did back then, they associate dwarves with being friendly and playful and innocent. You couldn't have Snow White and the seven men, could you? No.
That would have a different significance.
That would just be really...
Creepy.
Sexual. But what that's actually saying is that it's denying dwarves to have a sexuality.
See what you're doing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's saying, like, they don't have the same... They're funny little creatures.
Yes.
Yeah, do you know
they
what I mean?
They wouldn't have sex with her.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't anyway, because she's 14.
Yeah, that's true.
But you couldn't have...
out of their league.
Yeah.
Because she's twice their size. They're like little babies.
Yeah.
And they've got big noses and beards. They're like all in their 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're like little babies.
Yeah.
How could she have sex in a relationship with them? Because yeah. they're much smaller. I know exactly where you're coming from, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so patronising.
I know. I think that's what it is. Because Snow White and the seven men. So Snow White, a young girl in a cottage with seven
men.
With seven men.
That
is dodge, mate.
It's a bit gangbangy, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah. Just say it, mate. It's the last episode. It's gangbangy. Yeah.
It's gangbangy.
So they changed them to dwarves, and then that took away that kind of sexual, sinister undertone.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
That is such an amazing point.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry, people. Professional. So. The Queen, let's move things on with the plot now. The Queen, she realises that Snow White's not dead, so she makes this apple. Here we go again, to try and kill her. And she turns herself into a really ugly woman. And I was like, oh, you can turn people into ugly women. Right, well, why don't you just turn Snow White into an ugly woman rather than go to all this trouble to kill her with the... But never mind, okay, yeah. Whatever, we're obsessed with the death.
And right? it's so horrible as well, the fact she feels like she has to turn herself into an ugly woman in order to do this evil thing. It's almost saying, like, well, if you're an ugly person, that means you do horrible, ugly things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She could just have disguised herself just as a bloke, like a postman or someone like that, or just a friendly neighbour who gives her an apple. But no, like, you have to, like... Like, she's saying, like, I have to be hideous as well to do this hideous thing.
To be invited in.
It's awful, just, yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's like watching fucking Hollyoaks, where you got all the beautiful people and all the ugly people are just really fucking weird.
Selling apples.
And selling said apples.
And what is it with the apple as well? It's just like, she takes a bite out of it and dies, and she says, oh, the only way she could ever be revived is if she's kissed once she's been killed.
Yeah.
So the only way she can come back to life is if someone kisses her after she's died. So we're saying necrophilia brings her back to life. Someone has to kiss her dead corpse.
Yeah.
Necrophilia saves her life, essentially. That's what happens. I'm not dressing it up. That is what happens, isn't it? And Prince Charming does that. Where the fuck has he been for the whole film? He just turns up right at the end to give her a smooch, have a bit of necrophilia loving, and then he takes her off and that's it.
When she's been dead for 3 months.
She's been dead for 3 months. What's that as well? They keep her in an open coffin for 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was so beautiful. It's like, mate, that's going to stink and she's not going to be beautiful because she's going to be rotting.
Yeah,
away.
Exactly, yeah.
It's fucking weird, mate. Right, let's have a segue because we've not had one yet. And sorry, I've been absolutely rambling. Stay tuned, people.
Bad nostalgia.
Except he hasn't got 'em.
We'll ruin your childhood.
We bloody will ruin your childhood. Whoa, right, God, this hour is really flying by. I don't know if it is for the listeners, but we've spoken a lot, haven't we, Pete?
We have, mate, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's we're up for a bit of trivia in a second, but was there anything else that you wanted to bring to the table?
No, mate, I think finishing on the, you know, the necrophiliac point was a good way to go out. Yeah. It's really messed up. They keep her in a glass coffin.
Yeah, I mean, Catholics do that when someone dies at their wake, but it's literally at the wake. It's like for a day or two that they have an open casket. But this is taking it to the extreme, like open casket for 3 fucking months. I don't want to watch Uncle Barry kind of rot in front of me.
Yeah, yeah, and the kiss as well. He'd have maggots in his mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. And then it's like, it's the most shallowest relationship we've ever had out of any of the Disney films. Because she wakes up, they ride off into the sunset. And I'm like, well, this might disappoint you, mate, because you've not had one fucking conversation yet.
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
not checked each other's Tinder profiles out or anything. It's kind of, he's walking off with her into the sunset. She's a bloody weirdo. It's like, what should we do for our honeymoon? Should we just go to someone's house and squat and tidy the fucking room up?
Yeah, and also she's 14.
She's 14.
Yeah.
And she's got that voice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not heard that voice.
I know.
All he's been aware is the maggot face.
I like the way she just goes, fuck you, to all the dwarves as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm off.
And they just watch her.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, you're the little people, bye.
Yeah.
I've got a real-sized man, thanks. Right, so I've got another little segue, and then we're going to do film trivia time. See you soon, people. Do follow us on Twitter, at Bad Nostalgia, and follow us on Facebook. We've got a lovely growing nest of people. Oh, I love you. Stay tuned.
Bad Nostalgia.
Bambi! Bambi, come here!
Look. New spring grass.
still love that. I still love it. I know it's just too dark, but we're dark. We are dark people. 50% of us, literally dark. Right, so let's do the let's do the film trivia time, please. Ooh.
Film trivia time.
I know. Pete was just saying I'm dead pro now. I'm dead slick with my sound cues and everything. Because when we first started, there'd be like at least a 6 second gap before any sound came out, wouldn't there? Wouldn't there, though? I didn't know what I was doing. And now I just about get the vibe of it. Michelle's coming back. But she will be better than I ever could be at this. And we miss her dearly. And we can't wait to see her return.
Yes, mate. Absolutely.
We'll be back in June, people. Stay tuned. Right, so film trivia. What trivia have you got for us, Pete? Hit us.
Okay, so I got this off IMDb. All the dwarves were modelled on real people, which I find weird. Because, like, how many dwarves do you know?
Like, personally, as a friend? Zero.
Yeah. I don't know any either, and they were all modelled on real people. So, which is a bit weird, because, like, if you...
Real dwarf people?
Yeah.
So like, not like your son with a beard on?
Yeah, but it's not like you write in a play, for example, and you'll say, like, this character's based on my fiancé, this is based on my dad, this is based on, you know, my mate Derek. So they were all based on real people, but... So did they all... Were there, like, seven writers sat around in a room... And one of them went, we need to base these dwarves on real people. And one writer was like, oh, I know a really grumpy dwarf. And the other one was like, I know a sleepy one. I know a dwarf who's a doctor. Really? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, where did they find... Surely the... I don't know. I don't... Not only do I not know a dwarf, I don't know anyone who knows a dwarf. Like, so what were the chances?
He's not only a dwarf, he's a fucking dope.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. You get special bonus points for that, mate.
Yeah. Can we just get a dwarf with depression? Like, a really grumpy one? Can we... Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
I find that weird.
How did that work? There's a lot of trivia for this, actually. Some animators were opposed to the name Dopey, claiming that it was too modern a word to use in a timeless fairy tale. But then Walt Disney made the argument that William Shakespeare used the word dope in one of his plays. So that convinced everyone. And then it says at the end, but the term dopey is yet to be found in any of Shakespeare's work. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? I'm a fucking dope.
Walt Disney literally go, yeah, one. Yeah, Shakespeare said it. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
He just used that to get away with everything. Yeah, yeah, King Louis, Shakespeare did him. Right, good. What else have we got? It was Hitler's favourite film.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Nazi weird shit going on. Do you know about these guys, the Brothers Grimm, who came out with the original folk tale that this derived?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They wrote Nazi propaganda stories.
Really?
Yeah. All their folk tales were rewritten to accommodate Nazi fairy tales and ideals and bring them through. So Snow White, in some senses, can be seen as a Nazi propaganda piece.
Bloody
Snow
hell.
Snow White. White.
Oh, my God.
Hi-ho. I can imagine doing a little Nazi salute to that.
Hi-ho.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah. Fuck this.
I've read that there's a theory as well, you probably picked on as well, that Snow White represents cocaine and the seven dwarves are the seven sort of stages of cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got happy, sleepy, grumpy, dopey, and Doc, I presume, is the rehab stage.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Which kind of makes me think, like, were there other dwarves that were named after sort of certain stages of cocaine that didn't make the final edit? Like this dwarf here, this is snorting a line off a prostitute. And this one here, this is stealing 20 quid off your gran.
And this one's called Chatting Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I like it. I got another bit as well about Disney, and it does tie into what you were saying. You don't like Snow White's voice?
Yeah.
Well, apparently the woman who did Snow White's voice, do you know how she's not famous and we've never seen her in anything else?
Yeah.
It's because that was part of her contract. Because he didn't want anyone to hear that voice ever again, because he wanted it to always be known as the iconic Snow White voice. So as part of her contract, if she was going to do the voice of Snow White, she had to sign a contract saying that she will never be in anything ever again for the rest of her life.
Oh, my God.
Even though she was a classically trained singer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is dark.
That is dark as fuck. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, he's a friend of ours, though, isn't he? Because we can't stand her voice. Thanks, Walt.
Yeah.
Cheers, Walt. Thank you.
Thanks, Walt.
I like that contract. Good. Right, so, yeah, that's all me. I'm all done for a trivia. How about you?
I'm all done as well, mate.
Right, okay, it's beautiful, pal, beautiful. So we're going to have a final segue now, and then we're going to have a final roundup for the film and also for the series as a whole. Oh, my flipping eck. You've got to stay with us. Stay with the fun times. Do follow us on Facebook. See you soon, people.
Bad nostalgia.
Look, Simba, everything the light touches is our kingdom.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place?
That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba.
We'll ruin your childhood.
Flipping, we'll ruin your childhood. Me and Pete have been saying we've really been enjoying this series.
We have, mate. Yeah, it's been great. What have we got planned for next series? Shall we...
Should we give a little spoiler?
Yeah.
Right, well, next series, people, we're thinking we've done a lot of 80s stuff, we've done a lot of 90s stuff, and then we did all the Disney animation fun time stuff for little kiddies. Now we're thinking what we've not ploughed through yet is really vintage old stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, you know where we're going, people? Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Wizard of Oz, all that stuff.
Mary Poppins. Yeah.
All that stuff that exists in your conscious little mind but you've not seen for years and years and years. We've all seen it. We're all on the same page. I think that's where we need to go next.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
It makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, we can still keep The Song Is Fucked Up.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because they're all musicals.
Yeah.
And they were all of a time where dodgy stuff was going on.
Oh, mate, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I could think of stuff already off the top of my head. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The little, hello, kiddies.
Oh, the child catcher.
Shivers down my spine.
Yeah, mate.
So, what should we do now? I think now is the time to do a roundup out of five for the film first, and then we'll do a summary of the series as a whole.
Yes, mate. I'm excited to know what the most fucked up one is.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I was really excited, like, adding them all up. But even me, I know what all the points are, but I don't know what the winner is, not until we've done Snow White. So this is very exciting for me, you, and...
And Gav.
And Gav. Right, okay, so let's do it. Right, out of five, four, Snow White with... What's the fucking criteria? Where is it? There we go, Sex out of five.
I'm going to give it a two.
I'm going to give it a two, because generally it's not there, but you have got necrophilia.
Yeah.
So, two. Violence.
I've got to say a three.
Yeah, three.
Because he doesn't go through with the cutting out of heart, does he? But it is implied.
That is, it's severe, isn't it? It's a very severe moment.
There is a pig, though, that was sacrificed.
Pig.
So.
The pig, yeah. Horror.
Ooh. I think I'm going to give it a four.
I'm going to give it three. Morality.
Four.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a fourth with all the white stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, and racial bonus points.
I think a four.
I'm going to give it a four as well. So there we've got a six and a nine and a 13 and a 17 from me overall.
17 from me.
You got 17 as well. 17 times two.
34.
Right, and that means we have a winner for the whole series.
We got it.
Right, hang on, bear with me.
It's professional radio,
this is great
people.
Radio.
Yeah.
Let's fill the silence with something.
I feel like Garth on Wayne's World, you know, when it's left to him in the studio. He's like, I'm having a good time, not.
Right, okay, I've got some music for it, people. I'm telling you, mate, you might be thinking it's something, but you will never have heard this before when it gets going. So, people, this is the moment you've been waiting for. The end of the Disney series. The roundup of every single film. To find out which is the most fucked up one. Let's do it. Okay.
You really do put your heart and soul into everything you do. Yeah. I can picture you coming up with this at home, thinking, yes, yes.
Listen to it. It's amazing. Okay. So, we've done seven episodes, haven't we? Because you normally have six, we did one extra. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm going to run out of time with the fucking music here. It's only got a minute after. So, number seven, the least fucked up. It's a tie. Aladdin. Tied with Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh.
At 30 each. Next, in sixth place, a joint sixth place, is... I'm getting into it again. I'm getting horny. Is The Jungle Book with Snow White.
Oh.
At 34. Next, in joint... I don't know, I suppose we're on third place now, aren't we? Joint third place, or joint second...
Are there any of them that aren't joint?
It's getting fucking hard to work out. Yeah, I'm getting confused. Shit me. All right, joint second is The Lion King, joint with Pinocchio at 35... as the winner of the Disney series, the most fucked up film of Disney of all time, is Pocahontas with 39 big ones.
I'm not surprised, mate. It had everything, didn't it? It had the sex, the violence, the racial bonus points.
The source material.
Yeah, yeah.
The violent, yeah, everything.
And I think that's probably my favourite episode as well from the series.
From this series,
yeah.
From every single episode we've ever done.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pete, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Mate, it's been a pleasure.
And listeners, oh my God, we love you even more, even though we don't hear anything from you, and you just exist in our imaginations. We do love you.
Yeah.
Because we're imaginative people, aren't we?
We are, mate.
And look out for us. We're going to be playing out reruns for the next 2 months, pretty much. But we can, because we've got fucking 18 hours worth, baby.
Exactly.
So listen to our backdated stuff. Only Gavin's heard every single episode. So keep listening. Stay in touch with us. And we'll be back with you in 2 months' time. Signing off. Me, comedian Lewis Charlesworth.
Me, comedian, actor, writer, podcaster, Pete Phillipson.
We love you.
I win.
Stay tuned.